I'm Ed Donahue with an AP News Minute. Conservatives on the Supreme Court are skeptical about President Biden's plan to wipe out or reduce student loan debt for millions of people. Nebraska Solicitor General James Campbell says Education Secretary Miguel Cardona is overstepping.
After many failed legislative efforts, the secretary seeks to write off nearly a $500 billion in loans for over 40 million borrowers. No statute authorizes this sweeping action.
The justices are hearing two challenges to the plan, which has so far been blocked by Republican-appointed judges on lower courts. Solicitor General Elizabeth Preliger says the idea is to give Americans essential benefits.
It did so here with language that has many other limitations, so we are not claiming just limitless authority for the federal government to do what it wants in an emergency. The HEROES Act limits the circumstances that can trigger the authority. It says who you can help. It says how you can help them.
Chief Justice John Roberts pointed out the cost of the program. I'm Ed Donahue.
This is Rick Burgess from The Rick Burgess Show. If you're still auto-renewing your car insurance without shopping around, you are probably throwing money away. I'm telling you, go check out Insurify. In about 2 minutes, totally free, you can compare quotes from over 100 companies all in one place. Now, here's what I love. Insurify actually monitors your rates and alerts you when prices drop, so you never miss out on a better deal. Millions of people have used it to stop overpaying, and there's no reason you shouldn't too. Do yourself a favor. See what you could save right now at Insurify.com.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.